Amen.
Father, we thank you. There's a song that says, if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. God has never failed. Father, you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your daughter is so grateful. She is so thankful that she looked for an opportunity to tell the world, you are a healer.
Thank you.
You are a miracle worker.
Thank you.
She wanted to testify so that people's faith will be encouraged. And today, you are lifted up.
Thank
you. You are exalted.
Yes.
You are a miracle worker.
Hallelujah.
And today we give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you the honor.
Yes.
We give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you
for giving us hope. Faith comes by hearing testimonies.
Yes.
And we give you all the praise.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Before we hear the next testimony, we're going to go into the scriptures. Amen.
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 Let's open our Bibles. Thank you, Lord. That was the Numbers chapter 9. I'll read really quickly. Numbers chapter 9. I'll read from verse 15. This is so important. You read the scripture and you really know what you're with me, because I want to share a very important thing. And on the day that the tabernacle was raised up, in other words, was built up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at evening, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always the cloud covered it by day, and the fire covered it what? By night. And when the cloud, listen to this, when the cloud was taken up, was lifted up from the tabernacle, then after that, the children of Israel will now be joining. And in the place where the cloud will now abode, amen? There, the children of Israel will pitch their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel join in. And at the commandment of the Lord, they pitch their tent. As long as the cloud abode in the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried, that is, when the cloud is in one place, tarried long upon the tabernacle, many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord, and they joined it not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents. And according to the commandment of the Lord, they joined in. And so it was, when the cloud abode from evening unto evening, meaning 24 hours interval, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken, they journeyed. Or whether it was 2 days, the cloud was in one place, they would be there for 2 days. Or a month, they would be there for a month. If it moves them, or what? A year. That the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining there on the children of Israel, what? Abode in their tents, and they journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Now let's open one more scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 1. Please open to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. If you're there,
amen.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 1, I will read from let's read verse 10, from verse 10 to 33. The Lord your God, which goes before you. Did you see that? The Lord your God, which goes before you. The prior scripture was talking about that tabernacle. Now, the Lord your God, which goes before you, he shall what? Fight for you. He shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before what? Your eyes. Now listen to this. And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how the Lord thy God bore thee as a man doth bear his son. In all the way that you went until you came where? Into this place. He's talking about the promised land now. Amen? Okay, now, verse 33. Let's go to verse 33. Are you all seeing it?
No, we're lost.
Deuteronomy chapter 1,
verse
30. Okay, sorry about that. Deuteronomy 3:0. Let's go back again. The Lord your God, which goes before you, he shall what? Fight for you.
Amen.
According to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, the way he fought for you. And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God carried you, bore you, as a man carries his children. In all the way that you went until you came to this place. Verse 33. Okay, let's read 32 so you know it's not for everybody. Yet, in this thing, you did not believe the Lord your God. Verse 33 is the main scripture I want you to see that is titled Numbers 9. This is what is happening in Numbers 9, verse 33. Who, as that cloud, who went in the way before you to what? Search you out a place to pitch your tents in, your dwelling place. A fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in cloud by day. Father, I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We submit to you, Father. You said, let no man teach us, but let your anointing teach us. Your spirit, O God, the spirit of revelation, spirit of truth, spirit of understanding, awaken us, O God. We thank you and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Egypt is a kind of the world for us. Amen? The children of Israel, God was going to bring them out of Egypt. He's going to bring them out of, how are you doing? He's going to bring them out of Egypt from here. He's going to bring them to a promised land here. Amen?
Amen.
They have never been that way before. And to bring them out from here requires supernatural power. Because all they know here is oppression, slaving for the world, laboring under the world system. So God comes into Egypt. The miraculous power and brought, follow me, my brother, and brought them out of Egypt. Amen?
Amen.
But now that they are out of Egypt, they don't know the way. Amen?
Amen.
He has never been this way before. He's never gone this way before. And by the way, there's a Red Sea. Amen?
Amen?
So God says, the only way you go from here to here is that I take you by my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take you there. I'm your father. I gave birth to you out of this place. I have to lead you. Everybody say, those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God.
Those are led by the Spirit
are the sons of God. Can you lead me? Lead me. You're going that way. That's what many of us are trying to do. Amen?
Amen.
Now, they came out of Egypt. They are now going into a kingdom they've never seen or known. So God showed up with cloud first to cross the Red Sea. And then, when Moses went up to the mountain, there was an experience Moses had. And Moses says, God, we can't just go. We can't go any further. We need you to lead us. We need you to guide us. Not only that, we need your presence, your glory. It pleased God so much. Amen?
Amen.
That his own children that don't want to do things outside of him. So he told Moses, if I'm going to go with you, you have to make room for me. And because I'm not a human being. Amen?
Amen.
I'm a holy God. If I just dwell like every, I will destroy them. So create for me a tabernacle. And create things to surround that tabernacle. And then I will dwell in that place and I will lead you in that way. And then for me to dwell in that tabernacle, there are things you have to replicate as it is in heaven. The place of my dwelling. Amen?
Amen?
So Moses created this Ark of the Covenant. And you all will put it in the Holy of Holies. The tabernacle has three courts, outer court, holy place, and holy. And they put that thing there. So that's where God will manifest, and then God will lead them. So God gave them a sign, the way he's going to lead them in the Old Testament. He said, the way I'm going to lead you is, as soon as Moses built that tabernacle and that ark, immediately, Numbers 9, he says, immediately Moses finished it. You can read it in Exodus chapter 33 to 40. Immediately he finished it, he said, the glory of the Lord came upon it. Amen?
Amen?
And covered it. And there was a sign that God was there. He said there was a cloud over them by night, a cloud by day, and a fire by night. The cloud was to keep them from the powerful sun in the wilderness. And the fire was to give them light and to protect them. For 40 years, they were in the wilderness, nothing affected them only when they rebelled. So now, what I just read is God teaching us the leading of the Spirit as a corporate people and as individual. Amen?
Amen.
Later you see that's the pattern that Jesus lived. Jesus says, the Son can do nothing except what the Father sees the Father do. Amen? So, this is just using this pattern here. Deuteronomy says, Moses was telling them, he said, this is what God did. God did miraculous work to bring you out of Egypt. How do you think you can enter the promised land without miracles? Without the power of God? How do you think you can change without the power of God? How do you, Paul says in Galatians, how can you begin in the spirit and go back to the flesh?
Amen.
So, the only way to begin in the Spirit and continue in the Spirit is to be led.
Amen.
By the Spirit. So in the Old Testament, the pattern was the cloud will come upon the place, and where the cloud is, God says, that's where I want you to stay. If I move in 24 hours, follow me, we move 1 hour, they will move their tent, move everything, and they will stay here. Moses will tell them, sound the trumpet. Moses gives the command and they set up all this. They move and they will come. The cloud, Deuteronomy says, it will the cloud will go before them and stop somewhere. He said, where the cloud will stop, he has gone before them to search out where they need to be. There are snakes all over the wilderness. There are all kinds of things. There are enemies waiting. They are all over. They are waiting. So God is saying, I want to be your GPS.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You've never been there before. You don't know the way. So the cloud will lift and go. The cloud stops in 24 hours. They look, they follow, they call, and they stop there. They put their tents. If it's 2 days, they do. If it's 3 days, if it's a month, if it's 2 months, there's a reason why God put those things. If it's 2 years, what does it mean 2 years? They stop here for 2 years. The cloud will just stay there. He said, where God is where your safety is. Wow. It's where your provision is. It's where your defense is. It's where your rock is. There's something Jesus told the people. He says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. It doesn't mean we Christians can't go through things. But he's saying there's a place God has made provision for. If we will stay with him, we will always be under that secret place. And God will defend us. Like he did in Egypt, he will fight, he will go before us and fight for us. He will do things for us when we allow him to lead us. When there is a roadblock, even if it's a Red Sea, even when there is no way, he will. When he leads us, there is no obstacle, no mountain he cannot level. But the problem is, it's his spirit. We are physical. So the only way to be led by his spirit is by faith. That's why without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen?
Amen.
So, God is leading them. We are out of Egypt. And God is leading them. Where is he leading them to? He says, I've given them a promise here. And this is where God wants to lead them. So, like I've brought you to this place. Be the cloud by day and the fire by night. I bring you to this place. And because I go before you and you're following me, I will drive out all these people. And I will cause you to inherit vineyards, houses, and land you did not live before. Because you are my inheritance. Now, how can you be led by a God you don't know? The only way to know him is through his word, isn't it? Amen?
Amen.
So if we're going to make it from the Egypt to the promised land, we have to be led by the Spirit. If we're going to make it in this life that we live with, this dark age, we have to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
He is our only GPS. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Thank you so much. You are the best. Amen.
Amen.
Those that are led by the Spirit are the children of God. So, if it's a day they wake, if it's two, the glory of God rests. So, with us, a young man discovers something. His name is David. He discovered this secret. And people didn't know that's what he discovered. How did he discover it? When the children of Israel started living anyhow, David went back to the original and says, how were they led by God? They were led because the ark was ahead of them. Amen?
Amen.
So David discovered from a young age the power of waiting on God. The power of hearing the voice of God is the power of being led by the Spirit. So at a young age, he was able to kill a bear, not in his strength, because he has found how to hear and wait. He killed a lion and later killed a Goliath. You know that it was not him. Something was with him. Amen?
Amen.
So finally, when David became king, and we read it, the first thing David did is, I cannot rule for Israel without the presence of God. Amen?
Amen.
And he created a place for God to have a place in his kingdom. That's what the church is. It's waiting on God. It's ministry. Now, when we wait on God, we do exactly what Jesus did. Jesus says, I don't do anything unless what I see. I don't say unless what I hear. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why in 3 years, he did what thousands of work of church cannot even do. Because it's by the Spirit. God is calling us back again to be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
And to wait on God. And so, as we've been seeking and crying to God for that, these last few months, the Lord led us to prophetically obey God in setting up a tent and to believe in Him for His glory, for His presence. Amen?
Amen.
And God tested us really good. And God tried us really good. And I'm telling you, I really thank God for my time. You all are amazing people. And you passed that test. 55 days waiting on an invisible promise. And God did things in people's hearts. People have been sharing testimonies. God did things in my heart. Amen?
Amen.
Now, one of the reasons we went to the tent, and one of the reasons we're here, the first word we shared before we went to the tent was Psalms 127. Those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I was sharing with you all that we have entered the seasons of harvest. But for us to harvest, we have to wait on the Lord. So what does that scripture mean? And I want to round this up really quick. What does that mean, those that sow in tears will have it? I preached it, you all know, we've shared it in prayer, we've done. But after the tabernacle, 55 days, and then when we came back here, we started waiting. I got into a place where I started struggling a little bit with, God, should I just go away and shut myself? I really want to understand where by now we should be seeing miracles, seeing things. You know that's not what we preach. But when you find God's heart, God doesn't, it's not divided. He always comes with his hands.
Yeah.
So your heart is with us. You have come. We want to see your hands. When are we going to see? So I started wrestling that some things are delaying too much. Amen?
Amen.
Even though we're sinning. So in my struggle, God gave me another revelation. Of that, those that sow in tears shall harvest in joy.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And he showed me something about my brothers and sisters, that sowing, that obeying, that winning, that thing we're doing, all this stuff we're doing, you don't see the fruit immediately. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes you see the leaves, you see all these things come out, the trees, the vine, all these things come out. The last thing you see is the fruit. Amen?
Amen?
Now, why is that? That's what God showed to me. He says, what you don't know, why I use these things as illustration, is all these things you see growing, coming from the ground, in the spirit, something is already happening before you see it in the physical. The physical is now when we see the fruit, the results. But in the spirit, all these are taking place. All these things are happening. What we call manifestation is just the fruit. But before the fruit, you see, what you don't see when you have sown and labored and planted is this happening in the spirit. This happening in you. This happening in the spirit. So, every time we sowed, we prayed, we're waiting, and then God is, we're wondering, no, nothing, what's going on? God says, no fruit jumps out of the soil. There has to be vine. There has to be branches. There has to be leaves. It doesn't just jump. It's a finished work, and there's a process. The way he showed it to me comforted me, and then he gave me so many illustrations. How Jesus was baptized, anointed, empowered 40 days. It was not a miracle that started. It was a trial. 40 days he was dealing with the devil. After he was just anointed. And then came out of the wilderness. You won't hear much. The first miracle was a wedding. How long did that take? The same thing happened after his resurrection. Nothing, nobody saw anything except him appearing to people. The first fruits came 50 days later on Pentecost. And the Lord said to me, count 50 days from the testimony you share with people about the visitation, about the tent. I'm not going to tell you the timing, but 50 days was last Sunday. And the Lord says, after that 50 days, I don't want to go into all the scriptures. These are personal things. There's a scripture he gave in Haggai, chapter 2. He says, that scripture. He says, after 50 days, you begin to see fruit. What is a miracle? A miracle is a sign. Signs are miracles. Just read it in Greek. It's a sign. What is a sign? People worship miracles. You don't worship sign. Miracle is just a sign. It's just a sign. What is a sign? That God is real. What is a sign that God is in that place? Amen?
Amen.
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 So you don't worship miracle. You look for what the sign is pointing you to. So the Lord says, I am here. My glory is here. I've begun a work. But because we've not seen signs, we think it's not here. So the disciples says, after they saw the water turn to wine, he says, they saw the first miracle and they started believing. My brothers and sisters, on Thursday, you all have been praying for a long time. All of you have been praying. We've been praying. You see how many of you are seated here? There are so many of our members that are not here. There's no cheer for them. And actually, the plan is to bring in new people, more people. How can we bring in more people when even the members don't have a place? Amen? To sit. We've been renting. And when you rent, you're always moving equipment. Everybody wants to live in their own home. Amen?
Amen.
So we can be comfortable and do things.
Yes.
Children's church, youth place, all these things. Amen?
Amen?
So God is calling us into harvest, and the harvest is beginning. Before we start seeing the harvest, we need a place. And every one of you have been praying for a place. Amen?
Amen.
So this last Thursday, God gave us a breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Before now, the Lord says, stop looking. If I'm in your midst, that's why I share the scripture. It says, when it is time, I will show you. I will lead you. And then we follow the cloud by day. The cloud moved. God revealed himself suddenly. And we obeyed. And Thursday, same day, God revealed. Same day, God gave us a building.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
So now, we have a transition building. Right now, God gave us a place. We can move from here and continue. And then, as we follow the cloud, mm-hmm. He will lead us to the next.
Amen.
And lead us to the next.
Amen.
And lead us to the next.
Amen.
So at least, we are moving with the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So finally, I want to thank God for your prayers, for your faithfulness, for the prophetic obedience that has been coming in this house, and everything every one of you have done to this point. I just want you to know that this breakthrough is not about the building, it's about you. Whenever God is moving, it's always about taking the people to the next level. That's why I started by saying congratulations to you. God is taking you somewhere. The building is only a provision for us to get things done. Amen?
Amen.
So, Mount Zion's new building, I don't know, we might start next Sunday or whichever, but it will be announced. Our new building God provided for us supernaturally is the landmark building. It's actually the center of Cleveland. 25th Street And Key Street Mills is the center of the city. There are three exits in Cleveland and three outlets, major outlets. Twin exit 27, exit 20, and the middle one is exit 25. And the three divides Cleveland in a geographical demography in a way. And the center of the city is that where 25th Street meets King Street. And that's the place God has provided for us. Amen?
Amen.
So Mount Zion's new location is at the landmark building. We have the bottom floor. Amen?
Amen?
So after church today, we're moving quickly. We want to follow the cloud. Where the cloud is where God wants to do something, physically and spiritually. We carry the glory of God everywhere. But on a physical level, you follow the open door. The miracle. This is a major miracle. Now, if you're worrying about how we're going to maintain the place, how we're going to pay for the place, it was given to us free of charge.
Amen.
We're not even going to pay the electricity bill.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! Amen.
Woo, 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 woo.
All that people are paying. Tens and tens of thousands of dollars to have that kind of place and pay huge amount of money. But it's God gives supernatural.
Free.
Amen. And it's just the beginning.
Amen.
It's because God is leading us somewhere and the place is not ready. So God wants us to take steps of faith. So I want to congratulate you all so much. The place is so ready.
Yes.
And we're going to move over there so we can start having more seats. It's not bigger than in terms of the inside, but God is testing us. Amen?
Amen.
And I believe He's providing for us. And with time, we have multiple campuses. So we'll still be using this place for whatever we need it for, but everything is going to move down there. Everything is going to move down there very soon. So this afternoon, as many of you that are available, we want to take you to the place because we want to anoint that place, anoint the ground. When Kezia makes announcements, she'll give you the address or you can write behind those that are going there. Amen?
Amen.
So we can go pray over that place and you see it and the sign that God is with us and is taking us somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
So look at the person close to you and the person close to you on the left and say, congratulations.
Congratulations.
What does congratulations mean? Tell them, what does it mean?
You have succeeded.
I am happy for your blessings. I am happy for your prosperity. I am happy for your breakthrough. I am happy I'm celebrating with you. Marcus, I celebrate with you. I am happy for you. For your success. I won't be envious of it.
No.
I will celebrate with you.
Yeah.
One word defines that. When I say congratulations, I'm happy to see you blessed.
Jesus.
I'm happy to see you prosper.
Amen.
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 Now, my prayer for all of us. Now, remember we talked about our children getting married before I pray. Same yesterday, this thing came Thursday. Yesterday, two of our children here got married on the same day.
Wow.
So we're not just thinking about our children getting married, they are married double.
Double.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen.
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 So yesterday, Joel got married. Yesterday, Osareti got married.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. My daughter, Osareti still gives offering to this church, even though she is far away. She sees herself as a partaker of this testimony. Abby and Tolu are there to support, to represent us. Yesterday, we were with Joel. What a happy day.
Amen.
Joel labored hard for the youth ministry of this house.
Yes.
Amen.
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 So I want to say to all the graduates, I want to say to all the birthdays in December, I want to say to all the anniversaries in December, congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The reason we could believe God for things, expect God for things, trust God for things, is the communion. Amen?
Amen.
So, Keziah, come and join me. If you have your communion, this is the only reason. Everybody say, this is the only reason. It's not what you did or what who you are. It's what God has done. Amen?
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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to take communion. One, to thank God we're God's children. And to thank God from now on, everybody will begin to congratulate us.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Because we are God's covenant children.
Amen?
Amen.
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 You all have your communion?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If there's anything in your heart that will keep you from receiving the benefits of communion, release it now.
Jesus.
It might be unforgiveness. It might be something you did yesterday or even before you came to church. Ask the Lord to forgive you. He says when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us. If this is going to be effective, you cannot come with unconfessing. We'll come with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
As we take this communion this morning, this is my declaration. If you're sick, you'll be well.
Amen.
As you take this communion, God will bring comfort to your heart.
Amen.
If there's an obstacle in your life today, believe God that He will go before you.
Amen.
And fight your battles.
Amen.
That's the covenant promise.
Yes.
If you're here today, no matter what you're going through, God says, I will go before you.
Amen.
I will make things work for you.
Amen.
As long as you're my child. So let's take this communion. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you so much, oh our Father, for giving us your Son. Thank you for what Jesus did for us. Thank you for his death. Thank you for the benefit of being in the body. Lord, today we remember what you did and we say thank you. We are so grateful as we take this body, oh God, and these elements this morning. We are reminded of your sacrifice and we tap into all that you brought for us. That none will be lacking in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything, Lord, that your death was supposed to accomplish, even where we have not received, today we start receiving.
Amen.
Today we start benefiting.
Amen.
Today we become healthy and strong.
Amen.
We become full of life, the life of God.
Amen.
We become indeed your children, your best, oh God, because of what you have done. We receive with gratitude. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the power of covenant because of your blood and because of our inheritance. I thank you for breakthrough and I thank you for open doors. I thank you for the fruit that will begin to see fruit in the physical realm. Father, I thank you for those that are graduating.
Yes.
Because they are under this umbrella.
Oh, Jesus.
Father, doors are surely opening.
Amen.
Favor goes before them.
Amen.
Provisions will go before them.
Amen.
Father, under this canopy of your blood and your covenant, our marriages are secured.
Amen.
Those in the bodies of this month, oh God, alignment with destiny will take them to promotions.
Amen.
Father, we are not saying congratulations by words. It is a prophetic declaration upon this house.
Yes.
That we will live in congratulations.
Amen.
We will offer congratulations.
Amen.
And the words of our mouth will begin to come to pass.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory.
Yes.
We give you honor.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Hallelujah!